This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So there was a situation yesterday, and turns out that the Trump administration's Defense Department accidentally texted somebody that they didn't mean to. But the good news is they were only war plans and classified information. The bad news is it was not on a secured app. So, that's that situation. So, things are going great, but we wanted to talk about accidental texts because you know what?
It does happen.
In the Defense Department's,
defense.
Who hasn't accidentally texted highly classified information in our lives? Maybe it's naked pictures or something like that, you know, to the wrong person. Call or text us 916-909-1065 and tell us about times that this happened to you. Let's start with Kayla. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
All right. So what happened to you? What'd you accidentally text?
I accidentally texted a naughty picture. It was for my husband, but I sent it to my mom on accident.
No, your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
How bad was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad, but it was still very...
Some boobs?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say something. If I accidentally text my boobs and it goes to my mom, I would say everything's okay.
Yeah. Kayla, thank you so much for calling. Oh boy, this is real bad. Let's talk to Tyla. Good morning, Tyla.
Good morning.
What did you accidentally, first of all, who did you accidentally text?
So I accidentally texted the woman my dad was cheating on my mom with, while I was trying to get information from her.
Okay.
I sent a screenshot of our conversation back to her, which I meant to send to my mom.
Yeah.
And my heart was hammering because I didn't want her to, like, immediately freak out on me for taking screenshots. So I very quickly was able to unsend it, and she kept hammering me about it. I told her, don't worry about what I unsent. Just stop being with my dad.
Yeah, I feel like in this scenario, you kind of get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I guess in a situation like that.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Tyla. Some text messages that we got coming in. One time, I had just gotten a job at a bar in the Embarcadero, San Francisco. I had accidentally texted my brand new boss after a hard day saying, I need a shot and a bong rip. After the day that I had, I meant to send it to my husband.
Okay, well, that's not so bad. We actually got something on Facebook that was sort of similar. It was about she had, let's just call it, a bathroom situation.
Oh, no.
The worst kind you can have. And she was, what she thought was texting her friend about it in great graphic detail.
Uh-huh.
Who she was actually texting was the new hiring manager that had hired her for a job the day before.
Oh my God. There's a lot of ones of people texting their boss accidentally.
I have to tell you, I used to have, with our old big boss,
yeah,
who was a female, I used to fear this constantly, and I don't know why.
I can understand that, because she was probably part of several groups. That's where we get hung up, because I feel like if somebody is part of a group text and then you try to side text somebody that's part of the group, that's where we run into trouble, where you accidentally end up sending it to the whole group or something like that. This is a funny text message we just got to 909-1065. I texted a picture of me biting a cherry seductively to my boss.
Oh, God.
How embarrassing. Oh, this one. I texted my best friend and told him, I can't come out. My parents are being bitches. And when I looked at who I sent it to, I had sent it to my mom. And this was when I was in junior high school.
That is hysterical. We used to go to a chiropractor who was a very conservative person. This was many, many years ago. And I mean, very buttoned up. Super religious. And at the time, I was going to the gym a bunch with my girlfriends, and we're all really working on our butts. Okay. Like, that was the focus of all of our workouts. And I took a picture of myself, thankfully clothed in workout clothes, but it was like from behind so I could like show my girlfriends my butt.
Oh boy.
Sent it to him.
Oh. And he goes, you know, I'm seeing some alignment issues. We should probably work that out.
Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing.
Keep the text messages coming in to the right number. Double check it. 916-909-1065.